Councillor, staff and members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download via Moree Plain Shire Council's website, and a person's voice was recorded and broadcast via this means. In certain circumstances, this meeting may have been live-streamed for viewing, and a person's image and voice would be recorded and broadcast via this means. Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comments. This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of Council, in accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in a closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all Council and committee meetings is taken and placed on Council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of Council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet Council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult Council's policy on webcasting of Council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here.
Right.
Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Baylow Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Mac Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the Building Chief or Acting Chief Warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and small basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency exit lights will be illuminated.
Thought you were going to go again. Right. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Mayor, the agenda for the Moree Plain Shire Council meeting, the extraordinary meeting of the 17th of June, and this, of course, is a meeting that has been held over from last week due to COVID. And as always, we'll start with prayer. Let us pray for the health, well-being and security of our Shire. Let us pray for the health, well-being and respect of the traditional owners of our land, past, present and of the future. Let us pray for the health, well-being and safety of our emergency and essential service providers. And let us pray for the health, well-being and wisdom of our medical and education providers. And let us give thanks at this stage for appearing to be COVID-free. Let us pray for the health and well-being and give thanks to our families that support us in making honest and strong decisions for the benefit of all in our communities. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I believe that we've had a second clear test.
Yay!
As it was told to me this morning.
Second clear test.
Okay, apologies. We're all here, so there's no apologies. Leave of absence requests? Nope, none of those either. We've got to accept the late reports from the committee meeting, being around to endorse the SAP, and the Stronger Communities Fund's already on there.
Yep.
Happy to move, Madam.
So happy to move. They'll be accepted as a late report. So moved. Councillor Smith, seconded. Councillor Crawford, all those in favour, against, carried. Adoption of minutes of the 27th of May. I won't hear.
That was a big day. Yep. That was
Councillor Montgomery, so moved and seconded. Councillor Ritchie, yep. All those in favour, against, carried. Excellent. Declarations of interest. Anybody have any declarations of interest?
I'll declare again on that.
On the Stronger Communities Fund.
That's when I sat for that one.
Right, public forum. I open the public forum, and being no attendees in the public forum, unless any of our staff have public forum issues. No. I will close the public forum, and we will move on.
Can I just clarify?
Oh, sorry. Councillor Ritchie is the president of the Moree and District Historical Society.
A non-pecuniary interest in the report pertaining to the Moree Historical Society inclusion for upgrades.
And the stronger communities funding.
Madam Mayor, too, given the nature of the report, confidential Moree Artesian Aquatic Legal Centre, I think the board members should make a non-pecuniary declaration.
Yep. Absolutely. Councillors Ritchie, Councillor Crawford and Councillor Smith are all making non-pecuniary as board members of the MAC. Very good, thank you. So we'll move straight into our Stronger Communities Fund. We have had to just tweak a couple of things from the committee meeting due to pre-existing funding arrangements. So Mr. Witherby. Thank you,
Madam Mayor. There was considerable discussion, as councillors will be aware, in committee about looking to amenities, facilities for netball versus the courts. I've subsequently been advised that the court project is actually underway, and that does exclude it from the consideration of the grant. And that work has been commissioned in accordance with the preliminary works on that. So the suggested at this stage from staff is that councillors give consideration to substituting the amenities, which are strongly sought by the Netball Association, strongly sought, I'd use that phrase, following recent advice I've had. And in that regard, we're looking at a larger budget than the courts would have been. Mr. McPherson's indicated a preliminary budget estimate of about $650,000 for amenities, which would mean that the Nanabrazel Park component would drop below the $50,000 threshold in terms of surplus funds. However, it may be, as we go into detailed design, that the cost of the amenities could be trimmed to some degree, and if it were possible to save sufficient funds to meet the $50,000 threshold for Nanabrazel Park, we could potentially include that as well. So the suggestion here is a resolution that gives some first priority to the netball court amenities and the lift installation from the Historical Society.
In the stairs,
that's correct. And then if there's sufficient funds available, surplus to those two projects, then Nanabrazel would be on the list.
Councillor Smith.
Madam Mayor, just regarding the $650,000 funding for the amenities, is there a plan? Is there a design? How was it costed?
Through you, Madam Mayor. That's a preliminary estimate from Mr. McPherson based on other similar facilities that he's been involved with. At this stage, we don't have detailed design and costing, and that's why I did mention that there's quite possibly an opportunity to trim that money when you get into detailed design. Obviously, you can do a mini minor or you can do a Rolls Royce. So to some degree there's some flexibility there. But I didn't want to be in a situation where we risked a shortfall on the amenities project, which is why we put Nanabrazel suggested that be conditional. So whilst there's a degree of confidence that we can probably achieve all three, we didn't want to lock into something where we're stressed for funding when it comes to the realities of construction.
Okay, and I suppose if we put a price in there and say, well, that's what it's got to be, then we're sending a message out to potential tenderers that we've got that much to spend. So
that too.
I think it'd be imperative that those three fit into that time frame, because that price line, rather.
Yeah.
Right, anybody like to move, Sam?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, Councillor Castles? Yep, do we got a seconder?
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Crawford. Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Castles?
I just think it speaks for itself, Madam Mayor. We all need these facilities. The netball courts obviously need an amenities block. And a lift for the and stairs for the Moree Historical Society would be just fabulous.
Okay. And then some?
And Miss Nanabrazel, I remember very specifically going out there for, I think Councillor Tranby was out there that day, and Councillor Crawford, I think, and we sat around in the park. And this is the kind of things that they ask for, because there's a school right across the road from it. And I think it's wonderful, and I hope they're very successful. So that's great.
Okay, thank you. Any debate? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Very good, thank you. University of New England Moree Plan 2022.
Yes.
Yes, councillors, because of the deferral of the meeting, the Vice-Chancellor is unfortunately not available to present at today's meeting. I've been in discussion with David Miron, who's in her unit, and I'm able to give an outline of the project to Council, pending the VC's availability to give a formal presentation. Just to give councillors some background on the approach from you and me, Professor Miron approached us and he wanted to discuss with us a concept that had been developed in Tamworth, and it's about a different approach to providing university-level training and education into a community. The moment you just take off the rack whatever a university happens to want to offer you, and you go do that. And so you're really forced into a situation where it's rather generic. So the approach that UNE's developed is to develop a customised program working with key industry sectors within a community, identifying the training gaps that they either have or that they see emerging, and developing customised university-level qualifications to specifically address those gaps. So not only is it industry-specific, it's community-specific. Now, obviously, this fits hand-in-glove with the sort of things we're trying to do with the Special Activation Precinct. It really does. And it also fits hand-in-glove with the other UNE project being the Greenhouse, the incubator project, where we're looking at small businesses starting up, growing, developing, and again, those emerging businesses, what are their skills gaps? Can we provide local training in Moree that's suited to our business needs and our community? So the stages of the project are firstly to hold a workshop, and that workshop seeks to identify key people within those business sectors, and their job is to give UNE and council advice as to best ways of accessing their networks. So it's about making sure that this is done on a networking basis, that we can then set up a series of industry-specific groups, maybe four or five, key people, know the story, know the sector, and can give sound and reliable advice, including from their wider networks, about what those industry needs are and what the training needs to provide. And coming out of that, UNE then customises those courses. The initial course is what I might call a general professional one that is funded by the university. So people who may not have any tertiary qualifications, may not have thought about that, can tip the toe in the water at no personal financial risk. And if it works and they pass and it's working for them, then they can enrol in the fuller programs as a normal student. It would work in conjunction with the Country University Centre that we've got in town, which will provide the platform of the face-to-face support about research skills and study skills and those sorts of things that the CUC's set up to do. So it's very much about a whole bunch of things beginning to align through these types of programs. And what we, we're going to request following the UNE presentation is that Council consider endorsing $10,000 from next year's TED fund, next financial year, towards the initiative. UNE's committed $10,000, and from that point of view, that's a combination of cash and in-kind, and they're very keen to kick the workshops off in the next few weeks, the first workshop, and then plan the industry-specific ones very early in the new financial year. So that's the nuts and bolts of it, councillors. Very interesting initiative. They're not copying the Tamworth model, but they're drawing from their experiences in Tamworth to develop a customised model for us.
And just before you speak, Councillor Smith, I like this, and I think that we should foster and encourage it, because if we don't, someone else will.
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
I think we should. Well, your industry-specific training will be next year, so our first move is grab some people, start to run through watercultural courses and robotics courses, and these are the sort of things you're going to find in that industry. So, yeah, I think we really need to get behind this. And and put this as part of our SAP submission. You know, we're doing be proactive on education and training. So.
Developing the labour force skills that perhaps may be advantageous for secondary industry.
Absolutely.
Well, targeted.
And if we get major industry interest in coming to Moree that's got particular skills gaps in the agribusiness area in terms of vertical integration, secondary processing, UNE's got the capability to respond to those needs and to target some stuff specifically at that space. So it's also, as I said, reaching forward to incoming industries as well as building skills and capacities that we've already got.
Yeah. You drive through Singleton, you see a mining, their TAFE centre is basically training mine workers. Mm. So we need to be interested in specific.
Councillor Tramby.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. At a Crime Prevention Committee meeting, this lady there from Tamworth, and she expressed concerns that by amalgamating the two schools into one, that this school here would be very suitable for this type of concept. You need space, you need rooms. And she was hoping that you know, I don't know what she was talking about, but she knew what she was talking about.
Carroll Avenue, Kansas.
No, the one this side.
If they amalgamate the high schools, where will they be? This side or the other side?
Crowley was going to go over
in
this
town,
side.
Councillor Smith, but it's not certain at this stage. Mm.
So if it happens, then there'd be the Crowley campus at Bear Valley.
And there's certainly, Madam Mayor, some potentials for the use of that campus to support education more broadly.
Yep.
It's certainly something that I think this council should keep a close eye on in terms of snaffling that for things that support this community's educational needs.
Absolutely.
Mr. Whitby, through you, Madam Mayor. The $10,000, is that just a one-off, or do we have to just do a $10,000? I mean, it's pretty cheap, isn't it, for education, but will that be a reciprocal thing every year?
Through you, Madam Mayor, that $10,000 is a one-off to go through the planning process.
And that's it?
Correct.
Okay. Money well spent. Councillor
Definitely.
Well, thank you, Madam Mayor. So it says in the report that the council will be running the workshops and your staff will be...
Yes.
Is that out of the $10,000?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the $10,000 doesn't include some in-kind contributions from council staff.
Right.
But at the end of the day, from a dollar point of view, they're relatively small, number of hours involved.
Yeah. No, I'm
But yes,
I'm
it's
happy.
Not included in the
$10,000. No, I'm happy with that.
We just need to be clear.
But I also think that council should hold the information that's gleaned, because there are more than one university in this country, and there are many who operate in Ayrshire, mostly under the radar, but they do significant work. And if we find that some of the information that's gleaned is in fact already being delivered here, I think we should be maybe, you know, extending into those areas. So I'm happy. If we're putting up more than they are, then... we have every right to the intellectual property that comes out of this process, and I think we should make it perfectly clear that we want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can have it as well, but others can have it.
Right, we've got a mover. Councillor Chew?
Yeah, I move that.
You move it? Right. Yeah. Do you second
well
it, Councillor?
Second, Madam Mayor.
Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor
Chew? No, well spent.
Well spent. Councillor Smith?
Money well spent, Madam Mayor.
Right. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you very much. Right, so now we need to go into... Oh, no, we'll do the SAP stuff because it's not it enclosed council, is it?
No.
No, this is what Mark has just sent through.
Okay. Righto. So this is what we're looking at. Can everybody read this on the screen? Excuse me?
Sorry.
Can everybody read this on the screen?
That's it.
Righto.
See that?
So there we go. So everybody have a little read for a minute.
Yeah, everybody right? Yep, up to number three.
Well, it wasn't quite.
Oh, sorry, go back there. There,
yeah, there, yeah,
there,
yeah.
There you go.
I'm slow too.
Well done, well put together.
Mm, good work.
Did we need to include anything in relation to the harvesting of
water?
So certainly, through.
Where would you suggest that, Mr. Rogers?
I was thinking that anything that's not quite captured, we've got some more detailed notes, the GM would have some authority to provide additional feedback.
All right.
That's point number four at the end, Mr. Rogers, so that'll that. But if you'd like to draw it out as a specific issue, happy to incorporate.
I don't know that we need to draw attention.
Okay.
Mr. Withy, can I just ask you a question through you, Madam Mayor? Number B, a more integrated diagrammatic approach to be taken to the strategic plan.
Yes.
So we're talking about the diagram as like a diagram.
Yep.
Yes.
So that's good. That's beautiful. It's lovely.
So that, as I mentioned in committee, at the moment we've got 37 different diagrams.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's difficult to actually get an integrated picture of what it's all coming together
yeah.
as.
Mm.
So suggesting there's some benefit in doing that.
Advantageous to develop an overlay type diagrammatic mapping forum so we can peel layers off and see how they
GIS implemented. Yeah.
Yep. This is the roads, this is the water catchment, this is the streets, this is the planning here. This is where the power's gonna be and the
Transformers
more than lithium.
So we've got that on tape?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. it'll come out.
Get a copy of it.
Another website. Very good. Okay. Who would like to move this? It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'll have to move it.
Thank you, Councillor Montgomery. We've got a seconded Councillor Smith. Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Montgomery?
I think we've had a fair crack.
We've worked it well this morning, Councillor Smith.
I think we did very well. Congratulations to Mr. Connolly. He's put it really succinctly.
Again, congratulations to us.
And the team.
And the team.
And the team.
And our new Beck, everyone's doing so beautifully well. So very proud of you all. Because it's hard work. And it's hard work.
It is.
It's hard work dealing with the terminology and all that sort of thing. Way, way above my scale, I can tell you. Anyway, all those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. Very good, thank you. So now we'd like to go into closed council. So moved, Councillor Ritchie, and seconded, Councillor Smith. All those in favour? Against? Carried? Very good. Somebody like to move that we go back into open council? So moved, Councillor Crawford, seconded, Councillor Ritchie, all those in favour, against, carried. Thank you very much. Mr. Rogers, you've got a few recommendations there to read, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor's confidential considerations. Report number three, confidential tender contract. That the contract be awarded to Johnson's Concrete and Quarries Proprietary Limited for contract number RFT 21-02 for the supply and delivery of pre-mixed concrete at the schedule rate submitted. The evaluation process has ranked the submissions to create pre-qualified supplier list. As such, Council also has the option of calling McDonald's Concrete should Johnson's Concrete and Quarries be unable to supply the required materials at the time scheduled works at the rate submitted. Report number four, confidential tender contract RFT 21-03. One, the Council accept all tenders at the scheduled rates of submitted tenderers. Point two, that the table of rates fee will be presented at the next available confidential Council meeting. Report number six, confidential sale of the Mihai Caravan Park. Point one, the Council accepts the offer of Sustainable Park Solutions to purchase lot 325DP751780. And lot 1 DP807499, known as Mihai River Van Park, located at 28 Oak Street, Moree, and that all documents associated with this sale be executed under Council seal. That the General Manager, point two, be given delegated authority under section 377 of the Local Government Act to negotiate and execute sale of land. Report number five was the legal update for MAC. Point one, the council defer the Moree Artesian Aquatic legal update to the 24th of June ordinary council meeting. Point two, the council renew the funding agreement unchanged with Moree Artesian Aquatic Centre Limited for a period of 12 months. That pursuant to section 377 of the Local Government Act 1993, the council gives the general manager delegated authority to execute the funding agreement between Moree Plains Shire Council and MAC Limited. If required, all documents be executed under council seal. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Thank you. So who is going to get on to Emma to get the stakeholders meeting underway?
Well, I was going to have a discussion. We finished the council meeting.
Can you close it so I can turn
the room? Do you need a stakeholders meeting or just a
close the meeting
release of what we're doing?
Close the meeting, yep. Thank